This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Also, shout out the morning show. Carrie Carpenter was with them. If you want to hear that interview, go for it. We have asked the question, how far can the Tigers take it? And we all kind of stumbled into the same thing. And obviously, Kenny, me, Rico, Dave with the day off, we don't compare notes. Like, I'm not interested in that. That's bad radio. But Rico said, only team I think that's going to take him out is the Yankees. Kenny came to the same conclusion. Now, I got to a different place because I think everybody has slept on something, which is the Orioles that you played aren't the Orioles that you're going to see if you play them. Meaning, Hunter Kjærstedt is back. Ryan Mountcastle is back. Urias is back. Jordan Westberg is back. Guys, that's several parts of their lineup that were nowhere. Now, I'm not telling you that I can fix their pitching. That's not what we're talking about. It doesn't look like Grayson Rodriguez is going to make it back, but it's touch and go. Remember, there's no minor league games to be played, and it's hard to stretch out in simulated games or bullpen. Just yesterday, their general manager, Mike Elias, basically said, guys, it's day-to-day. I can't give you an answer. I'm going to go ahead and just say, all right, Grayson's not going to pitch in the wild card round. The point I'm making is, outside of those two teams, I have immense confidence in you doing the job. Immense confidence. Like, there's no scenario I don't pick you to beat any of the other teams. I have a hard time with the Yankees. Now, if you want to cite 2006, I wish you good luck. Call somewhere else. We're dealing in 2024. But my point is, this team, as the way they're playing, you have to let go of all pragmatism and accept the unbelievable as your believable, your norm. They're capable of beating anyone. You don't play the way they've played, Rico, over the last month.
Yeah.
Month in, not quite a month and a half, but month and change. It's real. Are the playoffs different? You betcha. Ask the Atlanta Braves. They'd win the AL East, the NL East every year and then win Stugatz in the playoffs. It's hard. And it's a coin flip. And the coin has been coming up. You've been calling heads for a month and a half. There are going to be times it doesn't come up that way. Look at my stupid team. We haven't made the World Series in 15 years. Yankees, now, we got screwed by AJ and the Astros. They cheated. And they cheated us. I digress. Not bitter. Kind of. My point is, the best teams don't win it. And you have every right to believe you can do this. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know how far you believe they're taking it. Did I miss anything? Is that the setup here?
I think you got everything. You brought up an excellent point about the Orioles players not being there. But yeah, I think that any other team that they play, yeah, they can win. And especially in the first three games. Yeah. Because I think if things hold true, you don't have to pitch Scooble this weekend.
That's vital.
Yeah. You can start off the series 1-0, even though you would be on the road, but you put the home team at a disadvantage. That's how I see that.
248-539-9797. We'll do a quick check with the ticket text, and then we are going right to the phones. Kenneth, please.
Somebody also texting in on the Jackson Jobe discussion that we had.
Yeah.
Maybe we can put Jackson Jobe as the starter when things are already clinched, therefore no real leverage. That's from Ray from Shelby.
But what would the point be?
Just to see what you have, I guess.
I think you know what you have. And I think in a sink or swim deal, I mean, Kenny, think about it. you're bringing up a guy who can throw the better part of 100 miles an hour, has crazy movement on his pitches, and there's no scenario we're asking him for five or six innings. I guess to face an option, maybe
major league pitch. I mean, hitting, throw him out there in a game you don't really need, so it's less pressure on him because we're already in.
Pressure is a privilege. Go pitch.
I see us losing to the Astros, but I think the ceiling is the ALCS loss to the New York Yankees. That's from Drew and Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo blood necklaces all the way to the World Series. Go Tigers.
And it's not impossible. It's not. I'm not ruling it out at all. I don't know. Maybe I'm letting pragmatism get in the way. And maybe that's on me.
The Tigers could win the AL pennant but lose the World Series. That's from Ryan. I believe the Tigers could win the World Series. It's a team of destiny this year. That's from Joe.
Okay, but hold on. We're not asking you could. How far will they take it? That's the question. Could? They could win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Duh. Anyone who enters the playoffs can win the whole thing. How far do you believe in your heart they're taking this? That's really what we're trying to get to. And maybe we're doing this too early, but we believe they're in. I don't care if Fangraph says 87%. It's 100. They're in. Did you see Minnesota last night? Come on, get the hell out of here. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Paul in Southfield, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, sir.
World Series.
All right, let's hear it.
In my heart. In my heart, in my betting, in everything. The biggest reason, I believe, the other caller took a little bit from me by saying that they got nothing to lose and A.J. Hinch, but you cannot game plan against this team. He has the other team on the edge every game because you don't know, except for Scooble, and I need Scooble in game one in the playoffs, but except for Scooble, you don't know how far a starting pitcher is going to go. You don't know what kind of lineup. There's not a set fourth hitter, third hitter. He's got the other team not knowing, only knowing the starting lineup, but then after that, I feel like he's in a poker game and he's got 10 cards in a 5-card game. And whatever he's plugging in is working, so why would you change anything? And no, I would not ever put Scooble,
no,
except on his normal rest, because pitching on 3 days rest is never.
No, and this it's a different era, yeah, Paulie, no, and yeah, he's not a veteran, and he's had two arm in. No, I'm with you.
It was just a thought, a suggestion.
But if these you other can manipulate teams, it. Yeah, these other teams, like the Yankees and the Indians, they have a set lineup, and if that lineup isn't doing good, let's say I forgot his last name, but and Judge are not having a good series, you're not going to take them out. You're not going to pinch hit for them. The Tigers, it's like you don't know who's going to be pitching or hitting virtually the whole game except for when Scooble's pitching. And I think that's I don't believe the Yankees and Baltimore have a good bullpen at all. And this team never quits. They don't even know how to quit. They don't know better. It's like something you haven't seen in 50 years. So that's why I believe they're going to the World Series.
Okay. I would challenge you on some of those points, but I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to change your mind, and I don't care to. But saying, oh, they don't have any bullpen, you're wrong, factually, but that's fine. I asked the question, I got to live with the answer.
He believes in the voodoo.
And that's fine. Can they do it? Yes. But I'm not going to sit here and dump all over every team as if they're all inferior. I just, that's, you know, again, I lost that when I was like 20. I can't bring myself to dumb Kenny Fanland. I can't do it. There has to be a space for something that's real. Facts have to be real.
Facts have to be real, Mike, but you can't explain or quantify this team.
So I'm not trying to.
That's why.
But when they start talking about other team, that's my point.
Fair. Fair.
You want to do the voodoo with you? Do it. Don't make up ish about other teams.
Fair.
It just gets annoying to me. Oh, our team is God. Everybody else is poop. 2-4-8. Come on. We can be better than that. That's all. Go to Dan in Brighton. I'm sorry. It's annoying. Dan, how are you?
Good afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Good. Hey. What's the good word?
Well, I'll tell you what. On the Tigers, I've been a fan since I was a kid in the early 60s. I used to ride my bike down to Briggs Stadium, and we'd wait for the usher in the seventh inning. He'd let us go into the bleachers and watch the Tigers, and I love them. And my opinion on getting to the Yankees, I'll tell you what, Scooble, all he's going to have to start is game one and game four. And then between Brisky, Foley, Montero, Olsen, Mize, they'll handle the rest. And I think they can win it in six games.
All right, so how far are they taking this?
I think they're going to win the World Series.
That's it. Okay, there you go. That's it. It's all set. Yep. When is the parade, just so I can clear my calendar?
I'll tell you what, it'll be the next day after they win.
Okay. You know what, Kenny, if you want, pencil in Thursday for me, will you please? I think a couple of days, let it breathe. We got to get security down there. And we also got to clear Woodward. This is going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I'll tell you what,
it's well overdue for Detroit.
That's right.
Then the Lions can back them up.
Yeah, you know, in fact, maybe they just go undefeated in the playoffs. They don't lose a game. Why don't we just do that? I mean, honestly, let's do it in style. Let's just do it in style.
I never thought I'd see the day where the texts were more reasonable than the phone calls.
No, it's okay.
No, but in all fairness, we said,
where do you believe they're taking it? So what it's showing you is the town has been seduced, which is the beauty of sports, right? Yeah. This is what sports can do to people.
Because then they can say, see, I told you.
Maybe the way I need to reframe it is this. F it. Is this team winning the World Series? Because clearly I made a bad judgment that we were going to use some level of common sense here.
No.
So let's just throw that out. That metric is gone now. Are they going to the World Series? Yes? No. You just shut up. You're 12 years old here. Rico's 6 years old. He's in pre-K and he's asking a girl out. Hey, do you like me? Check yes or no. Or is this team going to the World Series? Yes, no. Done. When Rico was at Lutheran Polytech Kindergarten.
That was Mount Hope Lutheran. And that's still there.
There, I simplified it. I did a bad job as a radio host.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, Mike, you did. We are not going to let a couple phone calls bring this down.
No. But
we don't need to dumb this down.
I think we do. believe me, after 20 years of doing this, that's always the option. That's the new question. Are they going to the World Series?
But were you at Briggs Stadium talking to the usher?
I was a member of the original 1901 Society. My season tickets were next to Moses.
Hell of a center fielder, that Moses.
I'll tell you, that Apostle Paul could play third.